And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 10th. Steve Lawrence, Grammy and Emmy-winning pop singer who often performed with his late wife Edie Gourmet as the duo Steve and Edie, died on March the 7th. He was 88 years old. Sadly, he passed away from Alzheimer's disease. Born Sidney Leibowitz in Brooklyn, New York, Steve Lawrence took to music quite early as the son of a cantor, and both sang and composed songs in his youth. And as a teen, he won on the television show Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts, and that gave him the opportunity to sing for a week on Godfrey's radio show. Under the stage name Steve Lawrence, the smooth balladeer released the single Poinciana in 1952. And soon after, he became a regular on Steve Allen's show in New York, which became The Tonight Show when it went national in 1954. And it was there that he met singer and fellow cast member Edie Gourmet. The pair married in 1957. Gourmet shared two sons with Steve Lawrence, who preceded him in 2013. Also, as a soloist, Steve Lawrence had hits that included Go Away, Little Girl, Pretty Blue Eyes, and Footsteps. In other news, longtime Stampeders bassist and co-founder Ronnie King has died at the age of 76 on the 5th of March. He was a founding member of the group, and they were Calgary's most successful band. Along with Ronnie King, Kim Burley and Rich Dodson co-founded the band in 1966, originally as a six-piece band, but they pared it down to a three-piece and had many hit songs, including the international smash in 1972, Sweet City Woman. And that year, they also swept the Juno Awards. Ronnie King from the Stampeders died on the 5th of March at 76. In other news, Paul McCartney married Linda Eastman in 1969, and in 1997, he was knighted by Britain's Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The remaining Beatles turned down a $225 million offer to do a reunion tour in 1996. The Supremes received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1994. Manfred Mann held their first concert as the Mann Hug Blues Brothers at the Marquee Theatre in London in 1963. In 1974, John Lennon and Harry Nilsson were thrown out of the Troubadour nightclub in Los Angeles for heckling the Smothers Brothers, who were performing there at the time. Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds in 1965. An emergency plane landing in the South Bend, Indiana field nearly killed the Kingston Trio this week in 1959. In 1988, Bob Seger received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers was fined £60 for evading British customs with a German-bought guitar in 1963. Fabian was voted most promising new talent by the viewers of American Bandstand this week in 1959. In 1965, Petula Clark made her American debut this week on The Ed Sullivan Show. The movie Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley, The Platters, Freddie and the Bellboys, and others premiered in Washington, D.C. in 1956. A milestone this week in 1958, the first official gold record was awarded. It was to Perry Como for Catch a Falling Star. In 1956, Colonel Tom Parker officially became Elvis Presley's manager. A Los Angeles disc jockey played Donny Osmond's Puppy Love for 90 straight minutes. In 1972, police eventually raided the station, fearing foul play. It was just a foul song that was playing. Tower Records released Freddie and the Dreamers, I'm Telling You Now, in the U.S. in 1965. In 2002, Connie Francis sued her record label for over $10 million for unpaid royalties, as well as inappropriate licensing of her recordings. In the studio, Grand Funk Railroad recorded Closer to Home in 1970. Buddy Holly and the Crickets cut Maybe Baby in 57. Ricky Nelson recorded Travelin' Man in 61. The Chords cut the original version of Shaboom in 54. Fats Domino recorded Ain't That a Shame in 1955. In 1966, Sandy Posey recorded Born a Woman. Birthdays this week: Dean Torrance from Jan and Dean is 84, Cheryl Lynn, 67, Katie Kassoon of Mac and Katie Kassoon is 73, Johnny Taylor, Little Johnny Taylor, born in 1943, Lawrence Welk, born in 1903, Art Todd in 1914, Paul Kander from Jefferson Airplane, born 1951. James Taylor is 76. Leonard Chess from Chess Records, born in 1917. Neil Sedaka is 85 this week. Songwriter Mike Stoller, who co-wrote Hound Dog, Kansas City, and most of the Coaster songs with partner Jerry Lieber, 91 this week. Phil Phillips, born in 1926. Producer Quincy Jones is 86. Rick Dees, 74. Mike Love from the Beach Boys, 83. Sly Stone, 81. Nancy Wilson from Heart is 70. Betty Johnson, born in 1929. And Michael Martin Murphy is born, he's having a birthday, and he is turning 79. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 10th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.